body sculpting techniques he uses with his pro athlete and movie star clients. Now you can try it free at myfreebod.com. The program that I'm talking
about. We interrupt this offer to bring you an even better free offer. Beachbody just launched a new digital video service called Beachbody On Demand. For a limited time, you can use it free for 30 days. So you can try not just P90X, but also Insanity, P90X3, Turbo Fire, Brazil Butt Lift, over $4,000 worth of programming free. Stream it on your tablet, PC, or smartphone. It's the best offer in the history of fitness. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
So you can get the hot, sexy bod you've dreamed of. For your free 30-day trial, go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com. Myfreebod.com.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
O'Reilly. For a limited time, pick up two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon and protecting the life of your vehicle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese with the flavors you love. Crispy Buffalo Chicken and Mac made with rich creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hope Chapel has been providing caring and compassionate funeral and cremation services since 1902. And Hope Chapel is a proud sponsor of the Turkey Day Game. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's America Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person is going to make in their life. Yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie.
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
Do we have any more commercials?
Not right now, but later.
That's it?
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car.
Or your underwear.
Great opinions on the air.
Oh, that's
so
me.
Join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. Oh, we're full of chat. And we're full of chick. And we think you'll get lots of
warm apple pie.
I'm not a big apple pie guy. Cherry for me, please. From the smokehouse.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, I can't believe it, November 25th already, edition Opinions Playhouse. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. The joke will be brought to you by Amini's because we've got a packed schedule today because we're off tomorrow and Friday after Thanksgiving. So again, sponsored by Thompson Price. Joke sponsored by Amini's. Welcome aboard, everybody. We've got a bunch of good stories. We got a great joke for you. And an update on my list of scumbag advertisers that never paid their bills. I misspoke on one. A scumbag. I just want to make sure I got the story straight. So, round of introductions to the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and a special thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion. And Mark and Jason can help with that. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Why, look who's in the house with his trouser mouse. It's Dan Strauss. How are you, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
horses hind end.
The rat boy's all excited. He loves Christmas. He's got some...
Christmas?
Yeah, he loves Christmas. Because as of this weekend, let's face it, we're in the Christmas season.
Yeah.
And he loves it and he can't wait. And he says he's already now trying to make a decision what to leave out for Santa Claus. He knows it's going to be milk and what?
Cheese.
But he has to, every year it's a different kind of cheese for Santa.
Yeah.
So he has to figure, because they're probably, 500 different cheeses. That's a big decision, Rat Boy. Good luck with that. I'm sure Santa really loves milk and cheese. Santa looks like a cookies guy to me. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. We're thankful for Bruce and the boys, too. They've been with us a long time. Again, taking a bow over there.
Yeah, you bet, Bruce. Mm-hmm. You deserve it.
You deserve to be mentioned. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. 20 years or so, been a sponsor of this show. 19 years ago, did my kitchen. And still like it, of course. In all honesty, our kitchen is going to hold up longer than most because somebody never cooks in it. And when you never cook in a kitchen...
all those appliances stay almost like brand new.
Like new. Still got the paperwork in them, some of them. But countertops still take the usual abuse. People come in and slam things down off them, hang around in the kitchen. I'll tell you one thing I told him. I said, you got to put in a really good microwave. Because that's all she does. She uses that. That microwave gets a workout. And the same one is in there that was put in 19 years ago, believe it or not. It's been out twice to have something minor done to it. And we know that, remember, if you don't remember this story, I took it and sent it to have it fixed. And I find out later, for $75, it was a 25-cent fuse. But I can't do that. I don't know that. I'm going to take the thing apart. The point is, 19 years later, the kitchen still looks great. And it was not just new cabinets, new appliances. They completely rearranged. In our case, they rearranged the kitchen. Center island was made bigger, took out a group of cabinets that blocked your view to the family room, took out a complete countertop that blocked your view, and redesigned everything, rewired and reran the 220 so the oven could be moved over out of the way because we're not using it, and moved the refrigerator. Everything was rearranged. The window stayed in the same place. And they took that into consideration, too, when you're at the sink. Don't you think most people at the sink like to look out a window?
Yes,
isn't that pretty common in the house that at the kitchen sink you look out a window? I think that's very common.
Well, women need to look at the outdoors when they're doing dishes and things like that.
Scrubbing pots and pans.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
You can't just have a woman.
No.
You can't just get in there and scrub those pots and pans and with no view.
Right.
That's sexist. That's not even, that's not fair. So I said, I want my wife to have a view. Of course, she doesn't. I don't think she scrubs anything either.
Well, you have to be able to cook and stuff to be able to scrub and clean the dishes and stuff.
Well, she heats stuff up. She will heat something up.
Oh,
like if you get a carry out and it needs to be warmed up, and then sometimes she'll boil eggs. She does that because she eats hard boiled eggs.
Oh.
So you know you're boiling water, and you gotta.
Yeah.
I don't know if you even need to clean the pot, do you? But it's not dirty when you boil water for eggs.
Well, you throw the eggs in there. I'd clean it a little bit, probably.
You know, I can't. I'm gonna try to teach myself to eat a boiled egg. Just put salt on it and eat it because I love the yellow, but I just can't choke down the white. Now, and it's 2016. I'm gonna eat a boiled egg.
I like boiled eggs.
A lot of people do, and I think I might if I just force it down, just scarf it down. I might like it. Just close my eyes, pretend I'm not eating the white part. It's like rubber or plastic. Thompson Price has a showroom in De Pere. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli. This is a great place run by some terrific people. If you're AM and the PM and you're even thinking about kitchen or bathroom remodeling, we don't care if you talk to two or three other people. In fact, do that. You're going to end up with Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Let's see. Bill Clevelin, what's the story?
He is ready to go.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Get out of here. First he said he couldn't. He was teasing us.
He was.
Now he can. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. Remember that because that's the app you need. It's free. Download it. It is a great way to get the only cab you want, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Clevelin.
Yeah.
Everybody, happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Same to you, Bill.
I was, this is a true story. It was just Larry Connors with Larry Connors, and I told him, I said, hey, let's wrap it up. I got to go be with Frank Opinion on Thanksgiving Eve. That's what
I told him.
Yeah,
that's telling him.
Let's wrap it up.
We got to get going here.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of getting going, Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler is the proud father of a brand new baby girl tonight.
Oh.
Fortunately, after Cutler handed the baby to his wife, she fumbled it.
No. I hate that.
Good thing he didn't spike it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And astronomers discovered what may be a new planet 450 light years from Earth. Put that in perspective, it's how far away from the mall you'll have to park on Black Friday if you get there after 10. Far away.
I park far, far away. That's why you take a LaClique cab.
Yeah.
That's right, you do. And President Obama pardoned the White House turkey today.
What a stupid tradition.
And in response, Joe Biden said, hey, what did I do?
Oh, I get it.
And finally. Whoa, what just happened there? I just heard a noise.
That microphone went bad.
Yeah, it went.
Bernie Sanders currently leads the online polls to determine who becomes Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2015. Which really isn't quite what it seems. I mean, most people voting for Sanders think they're voting for one of those old guys in the balcony on the Muppet Show. Doesn't he kind of look like one of them?
Yeah, he does.
Do you know what the names are of the two Muppets in the balcony?
Of course I don't.
I can't remember their names.
Statler and Waldorf, named after two, what? What do you think they're named after?
Hotels.
Hotels.
Two hotels in New York City. Sorry, I'm a Muppet nerd. I love Jim Henson.
Yes, you are.
That's right. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by LaClique Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a good holiday. See you.
I mentioned earlier that I had an advertiser years ago, the hot tub guy, and I said he never paid his bill. That's not true. I was confusing him with a couple of people who didn't ever pay their bills. He, in fact, did pay. In fact, he paid immediately. And this is interesting. This is how sometimes you get taken by people. He paid so quickly every month. I thought, man, this guy. And he even asked me at some point, he said, I can pay in advance if you want to. And I thought, this is the perfect advertiser. And then he was 30 days late. And he was 60 days late. Now he's 90 days late. And on 120 days, what he had done is he had set us up. He had established great credit with a master plan. He knew what he was going to do. He knew, and he had it all lined up, that 12 months from now, or 18, or whatever it was, he's going in the middle of the night, pack everything up, and leave town. That's exactly what he did. I went by there to find him to say, hey, man, you owe 4 months worth of advertising. Padlocks on the door, bank notice slapped on there, gone. This guy's gone.
Yep.
Trucked out every hot tub, out of town, gone. And I imagine he does that in every city. Just like the cell bill guy who cut your cell phone bill, I've now heard from two other radio stations where he does the same thing. He'll go into a town and he'll sweet talk them. And by the way, what a master manipulator the guy was. He starts telling me about family in St. Louis. Sure enough, I checked it out. He's got a reputable family with another business in St. Louis. This guy is so smooth. So he goes in every market, racks up $20,000, $30,000 worth of bills, doesn't pay them, and moves on to another town after he's made hundreds of thousands of dollars, which he made. And he made about $150,000, I think, off the business we gave him and didn't pay his little $20,000, $30,000 bill. There are the world is unfortunately filled with people like that. There are lots of them. You don't see them coming, but you try to learn from doing business with them. I had an advertiser for a short time. It was a dent removal guy. You know those places, and they're good. You go in, you got a dent in your car, and from the inside, they kind of massage it out. So this guy had been after me for a long time, and I said, it's really expensive. I said, you got one location. He's a young guy, early 30s, and I said, I don't think it's smart money. It's too expensive. No, he says, I got to be on there. When I get the money, I'm going on. So he calls me a couple of years later. He says, I got it. I got it budgeted, got the money. I want to be on the show. I said, okay. And I warned him. I said, look, you got one location. You have to do a lot of dent removal to pay for this. He said, so I will. You're going to bring me the business. 6 months. And why I let it go 6 months, I don't know. That was stupid on my part. He didn't pay his bill. So this was one time when I actually did get a lawyer and went after the guy. And we're sitting in a room taking depositions. And my attorney
ask him why he didn't pay his bill. He said, because I didn't get any results. And my attorney said, well, at what point did you know you weren't getting results? After a month? After 2 months? 3 months? 4 months? Seems to me it took you a long time to realize you weren't getting any results. You went 6 months with no results. That doesn't make sense. He leans over and whispers to his attorney, and then looks at my attorney and me and says, okay, what do I need to do to get out of this? So we arranged the payment plan. He owed $12,000, $1,000 a month for a year. This guy was young. He had small kids. I didn't want to beat this guy to death. I said, here, let's make it easy. He said, oh, that's great. Thank you. So I'm sorry. Thank you. We got one payment and never got another payment.
Ugh.
Now, I'm not going after the guy again, and he knew that. Some people have no conscience. They just don't. They don't care. They can leave people home in the back. And it didn't kill me. I'm not. I didn't lose any meals over it. It's just not right. It's not right. So a couple little additions to my previous story. You know what I kind of miss? I love big supermarkets. Don't get me wrong. You go in a big mega market. Wow. But I kind of miss little IGA-type grocery stores. You remember when you'd go in the IGA store?
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Roush or somebody would be there.
And it was always...
call you by name. Hey, how are your parents doing?
But it was like Roush IGA or something
like
that. It
was. There was a Rau or Rau. That's the reason. Yeah. I mean, it was like Rau or Roush or something.
Yeah.
And it was a name attached to it, and they knew you, and you knew them. It's kind of like going into Western Auto years ago. When I was a kid, we had Pickett's Grocery. Nadine Pickett and her husband, her name was Nadine. Oh, think of it in a minute. Mr. and Mrs. Pickett, terrific people. And knew everybody's name that walked in there. And I know there's still a few little grocery stores in little outlying towns.
Yeah.
And I hope they never completely go away. There's a TV commercial on that. I think it's for Apple. And it's Stevie Wonder and his family, his kids. It's a terrific commercial, but I've talked about this before. I'm not obsessed with it, but I think a lot about being blind. And I think, Dan, you've got eye trouble. Now, Bob Hope had serious eye issues. I know that he never really made a big deal out of, but I read a lot about it, and he had lots of eye trouble. So I think about what it's like to be blind. Stevie Wonder has never seen his kids.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? You have no idea what your kids look like, but you don't have any idea what you look like.
Has he been blind since birth?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Ray Charles wasn't. Ray Charles went blind as a little kid. Stevie Wonder, I believe, has always been blind. Huh. But just think about it. It bothers me probably more than it bothers him because he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what he's not seeing. He doesn't know what he looks like, they look like. And I guess he makes up for it in other ways. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. My mother's been dead for several years. I wasn't real close to my mother. My mother was never real happy with me or proud of me or what I did for some reason. And we had a kind of a strained relationship. But I will tell you this. For the rest of my life, I will never taste dressing and gravy as good as hers. Ever. I can taste it right now. You have anything you've eaten as a child? Is there anything like that where you think about it, you can actually taste it? You know exactly right now what it tastes like.
Oh, yeah, I would think.
Wow.
Most of your mom's cooking, I think you can.
Except for my kids.
Well, that's true. Yes.
My grandma.
I remember when Mom would come home and I could smell that Steak and Shake bag.
My grandma's green beans. It's the special Strauss family green beans, and now my stepmom, Alice, still does them.
Please tell me they cook them to death, where they're real limp and cooked in pork or bacon.
Oh, they're
bacon.
Soft. It's in a sauce.
Good.
It's in a sauce with bacon in it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's the way they should. Why don't you bring some of those in sometime?
I will.
I think you should.
I will.
I love green beans if they're done what I consider the right way. When they snap in half and make a noise.
Well, these are...
French, whatever. No. No, that's not good.
No. No, these are actually, you make them with string beans, the French cut green beans.
Okay.
I'll have to bring some in.
My mother's dressing was cornbread dressing, and it had a little bit of onion in it. It was, oh my goodness, it was good and gravy. I guess it's a good thing I can't eat it anymore. I'd weigh 450 pounds from it. A guy down in Texas is accused of assaulting his girlfriend. Now, I got to tell you something, I'm not sure I understand why this guy did anything wrong. Says they got in an argument while she was washing dishes. Okay, so far everything seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
She knows her place. She's washing dishes. And he walked up and asked her to smell his armpit. And she refused, so they get into it. She gets hit in the back of the head by his fist, and then he puts a knife up against her, and she fled and called the police. Now, let me back up here a minute. First of all, let's go back and look at what he's doing. What this says to me is, here's a guy who wants to make sure he doesn't have an offensive odor. He cares that much about her. He doesn't want to have body odor. So, have you ever said to somebody you're close to, how's my breath?
Do I smell?
To that, what you're doing is you're saying, I don't want to offend you or anybody else. If he said, here, smell my armpit, I'm thinking he just wants to be clean.
Right.
No, she has to make a big deal out of it.
Boy.
And now he's in jail.
Oh, boy.
Women, go figure. Now, I love this Craigslist ad. There's a guy... This is not a joke. Went on Craigslist. He's offering himself up to screw up your Thanksgiving dinner with your family. You pay him to ruin your Thanksgiving. Listen to this. Here's his ad. I am a 28-year-old felon with no high school degree. I have a dirty old van a year younger than me, painted like Eddie Van Halen's guitar. I can get passed for anywhere from 20 to 29, depending on whether or not I shave. I'm a line cook. I work late nights at a bar. If you'd like to have me as your platonic date for Thanksgiving and have me pretend to be in a long, serious relationship with you to torment your family, I'm game. I can do these things at your request. I will openly hit on other female guests while you act like you don't notice. I'll start... instigative discussions about politics or religion and get into it with people. I'll propose to you in front of everyone awkwardly. I'll pretend to be really drunk as the evening goes on. Sorry, I don't drink, but I used to a lot, so I know how to do this. I'll start an actual physical fight with a family member, either inside or on the front lawn for all the neighbors to see. I require no pay, just a free meal that I'll get as your guest. I love this! I love it.
Oh.
Just if you've got that kind of relationship with your parents, you go, I'll show them. Bring this loser in as your fiance. What a great idea. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's a quick one. Don't blink or you'll miss it. This baby is born in a hospital, and the baby weighs 10 pounds. Now, it's not unusual. I guess that's considered to be a little large, but... A lot of babies. One of our kids, I think, was right at 10 pounds. But the odd thing about this baby was his testicles. His testicles weighed 5 pounds. He was a little 5-pound baby with 5-pound testicles. And all the nurses are coming in to take a look. They've never seen anything. Taking pictures. They don't know what to make of this. And the head nurse... When the chief surgeon walks in, says, what's all the commotion? What's going on? And she says, come over and take a look at this. And here's this little baby, 10 pounds, 5 pounds of it, his testicles. She says, doctor, we don't know what to do with this baby. The parents are freaking out. They're freaking. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to tell them to do. We've never seen anything like it. He said, well, it's obvious. You got to put him in a mental institution. She said, why? He said, look at him. He's half nuts.
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, things have really thinned out all over the place. We do have two incidents going on right now. The first one is eastbound 70 before Wentzville Parkway. Only one open the left lane. And traffic is pretty solid back to Forestell. Also, westbound 70 is slowing from Highway A through Wentzville Parkway. And then downtown, northbound 55, that right lane still slowing from the ramp of Highway 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Verizon. Get through your travels home today. Get free movies, music, and more. Happy Thanksgiving from Verizon. Get it all now at v-z-w.com. Thanksgiving. Data usage does apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You want to hear this.
When you need accurate weather information to start your day,
remember, you've got Fox 2 meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman.
Every weekday.
Every weekday.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you're thinking about granite countertops for your home, then listen very closely.
this Friday and Saturday only at the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse in Arnold. A special 2-day only sale will take place. It's the Black Friday and Saturday clearance at Granite Busters, featuring this incredible all-inclusive deal. When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, then you'll receive the following: a stainless steel undermount sink, free; accompanying sink crates, free; an edge upgrade, free; lifetime sealer, free; plumbing reconnection, free; and removal of your old laminate or formica countertop, free. This is the best offer the Granite Busters has ever made, but it's only available this Friday and Saturday. For store address and to review the over 135 granite colors, visit granitebusters.com. The Black Friday and Saturday clearance, only at Granite Busters. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion. In an incredible limited-time offer, you can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value, free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years' experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You can install the most expensive and sophisticated home security system available, but that won't keep a certain gang of cunning, savage animals from breaking into your home. I'm talking about hordes of mice, squirrels, rats, and other vermin invading your home through cracks and crevices, bringing with them dirt, disease, and damage. That's why you need a smarter, more effective home security system, the kind only Terminix offers. Terminix is the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. And right now, we're offering valuable free information at 1-800-603-9558. We eliminate and remove those damaging pests and seal your home from top to bottom to prevent future invasions, all backed by our Terminix guarantee. If they ever come back, so will we. Limitations may apply. Protect your home and family from invading vermin with the kind of home security only Terminix can offer. For free information, call now 1-800-603-9558. 1-800-603-9558.
Kohl's stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. featuring Black Friday doorbusters. In-store only, limited quantity, limited time. Like 50% off toys. The Sony PlayStation 4, $299.99. $4.99 after rebate kitchen electrics. And women's boots are just $14.99. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. for the best Black Friday ever. Don't miss it. Select styles. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Behrenmeier Glass and Door. Simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Behrenmeier Glass and Door. Behrenmeier Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Behrenmeier Glass and Door can't be beat.
House full of guests. Errands to run. No pocket space. Holiday blues.
Ditch those holiday blues with the 35 Days of Plenty. You can win weekly prizes like a Bahamas cruise or the grand prize of Ford Explorer. All from Plenty, the rewards program you can join for free. Enter for your chance to win at holidays.plenty.com. That's Plenty with an I. No purchase necessary. Must be a Plenty member. Ends 12/28. U.S. 18 and older.
Rules and terms apply.
All right, before Mike Evans comes on here, we forgot a couple of things. The joke is sponsored by Amini's. I got the joke, and I forgot to tell you about Amini's. I want to say this is a great big boy and big girl store, especially holiday season, for things to make your house more fun and, in a lot of cases, more attractive. But it's not just adults, it's kids. I mean, I'm all for anything that keeps a family together in the house. I know it's not going to be every day, all day, but on occasion, things like a pool table, pinball machine. This is something the whole family can play. Whole family can play skee ball, for goodness sakes. And they have that. They have skee ball. They have a shuffleboard table starting at $14.99. I've never seen a quality shuffleboard table for $14.99. They're usually much more than that. And they have them that cost more than that. But good ones start at $14.99. Pool table, slate, 1-inch, lifetime warranty at Amini's. Start at $19.99. We have a pool table. I paid almost $3,000 for it. It is no better than this one for $19.99. No fancier. In fact, this one has a little pull-out drawer for accessories I don't even have with my pool table. Foosball, ping pong, or table tennis, whichever you want to call it. Golden tee, you get the idea. And just for mom and dad, the Jaffe lighting selection, the unbelievable new line of very high-end quality furniture for the bedroom, family room, you get the idea, real furniture. And, of course, they're famous for their patio furniture, the number one selling category, patio furniture. It's all at Amini's, and it's in Chesterfield Valley, Copper Dome, not another store like it anywhere around here. Please go in, walk around, take your time, tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it, and thank you, Amini's, for your business. Peon wants to thank somebody. A listener sent us a neat little Christmas present.
A listener was very nice. She came by today, Shirley, and she left a note with some gifts for us. They are all microphone salt and pepper shakers.
I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're cool.
Very
really cool.
And the note says, just wanted to get you guys something to show my appreciation for making my drive home relaxing and fun. When I saw these, I thought of you and I had to get them. Hope you think they are fun and like them, too. She says, sorry, it's not a segue. I know that's what you were asking for the other day.
Well, it's a start.
It is a start.
It's a start.
Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, counting the days till Frank's daughter comes in to sing Christmas carols.
Oh, that's awesome. A couple weeks away. Four weeks away.
She says, AM and the PM, Facebook friend, Ballast Dental Care fan, Window World, Window Home, and soon-to-be First Community Credit Union member, Shirley.
I love her, Shirley. Wow. Thank you. You're fantastic. And I know why Shirley gave us the salt and pepper shakers, because we're the salt of the earth, and we pepper her afternoons with humor.
Whoa!
Spur of the moment, I just thought of that. Yeah. Thank you, Shirley. We love them. We appreciate it. We'll use them. We're going to Southern California where Mike Evans is ready to go. I have an email directed at Mr. Evans for something he said yesterday. Let's see how he deals with that. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Please, please tuck away in the back of your mind, maybe the front of your mind. gift cards from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. And if people get them and go, what's this? Well, they're probably losers. But even so, be nice to them and say, you'll see what when you use either one of these gift cards, and then they're going to be sold. They'll be hooked. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Have an email.
I don't do emails unless Shirley sends me a salt and pepper shaker.
Have an email from Ron. He says, Mike has goofed again.
Uh-oh.
On Tuesday's show, you mentioned Gloria. He started singing and then asked who sang the song. He offered that it was the Kinks. He's wrong. The song was written by Van Morrison and performed this. He performed the song when he was a member of the group Them.
No, he's right. It was Them.
Well, now, that's the kind of man deal with, a guy who says, he's right, I was wrong. See, we misjudged you. We thought you'd get mad.
It was written by Van Morrison?
Yes.
I thought it was written by Ray Davies.
Written by Van Morrison. I went and looked it up. He's right. This guy's right.
Okay. Well, I as soon as you said Them, I remember that. That was true.
And, that's good for you, man.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody.
You too. You too.
All week long, Punk List questions about cast members of Big Bang Theory. Here we go. Name the name of the cast member whose hobbies include bowling, kickboxing, and playing the drums. Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
Love Nugget. And I know how Frank loves a Love Nugget.
I don't like the way you do that.
Russian Sports Illustrated supermodel Irene Shayk. And Bradley Cooper set up housekeeping in Chelsea, New York, upper lower west side. They say it's the real deal. I don't know if this is actually to be considered a love nugget. However,
and there's always a however in life.
While most believe that Charlie Sheen's HIV was brought on by illegal intravenous drug use and prostitutes, now all these new videos of Charlie partaking in gay sex.
What?
Yes, gay sex.
I've heard about this.
This may be how he got the HIV. It's long been believed, and nobody's ever talked about it, but even years ago, that Charlie got very kinky and liked hitting from both sides of the plate.
Oh, boy.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not surprised at much. That kind of surprises me. I just thought of him as a real womanizer, not a manizer.
Yeah.
And he didn't mention that when he was interviewed on Today's Show. He didn't go, by the way,
I like penis.
I bent a lot of guys over. I forgot to mention that.
And I like the penis.
Yeah, he didn't say that. He left that out.
Oz and Ends, Trouble in Paradise, super over-the-top liberal Angelina Jolie. Won't be having Daddy John Voight to go Thanksgiving tomorrow. The reason is John Voight said some very negative things about President Obama, and Angelina is a friend of Obama, so once again, they're feuding.
You know what? Shame on her. He has every right to express his political views just like she does. That
exactly.
Shouldn't have anything to do with whether or not you're together for Thanksgiving.
I agree. I was so excited to hear there'll be a third season of my new favorite TV show, Fargo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you like Fargo?
I did. It's weird, but I liked it.
Oh, it's weird, but I love it. I think it's the best show on TV. New York Post headline, above a story of this cutie, about 25 years old, who said she knew that her sick, strange neighbor was really up to no good, set a hidden camera in her place, went to work, and when she came back, she looked at the camera, sure enough, There he is, breaking into her apartment, going through her underwear drawer, and putting her unmentionables over his head.
Yeah, what is that all about? Weirdo.
So she's showing the pictures to the police, and the pictures of her showing the pictures to the police in the New York Post, and the headline screamed, I had to go undercover.
Oh, that's good.
Undercover. Yeah. Date in history, born on this date, November 25th, 1971, one of the nicest celebrities, Christina Applegate. A regular caller on my request line when I did mornings at K-Rock in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Then after she became famous on...
After that, she didn't have anything to do with it.
Married with children, then we gave her the hotline. It's much easier.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Actually, she invited us to entertain at her 16th birthday party.
Doing what?
I just come and DJing the whole K-Rock staff.
Did you do it?
Of course. Passing away on this date, 1991, one of my all-time favorite musicians, who I had a pleasure to introduce on one of his very last shows, Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Wow. Nice.
He was great.
He was.
And the show was great, and it was a beautiful night outside at the Greek Theater, tucked away in the Hollywood Hills. It was just it was a great evening, and he died not too long after that.
Hmm.
Freddie Mercury, you like Freddie Mercury, Franco?
I like Queen. I have to speak of it as Queen, the group. I can't separate him from Queen. I like Queen, yeah.
Well,
which means I have to like him.
He was the guy.
Yeah, he was the lead singer, and now it's Adam Lambert.
Yeah, well. I met Freddie Mercury, and Adam Lambert's no Freddie Mercury.
He's also no John Kennedy.
No.
Continue.
What?
Forget it. Edit that out.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't get that.
Though.
Edit that out. Remember that old admiral who was running for vice president?
That's why I said it.
You're no John Kennedy.
That's why I said it.
Well, Peon's too stupid. He didn't
understand. Oh, Stockdale?
Yes, Admiral Stockdale. Yeah. Edited it out. It was awkward. Edited.
Not too often you get an Admiral Stockdale reference.
No, you don't. That's true. That is true.
I tried to sneak one in and just let it go, but all of a sudden it became quite a focal point.
Yeah, yes, yeah. It did. And finally. I told you, like a mind reader.
Which Big Bang Theory cast member is hobbies include bowling, kickboxing, playing drums, Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Kaley Cuoco?
I'll say Kaley.
Cuoco.
Yeah, since I don't know any of these people, I'll always say Parsons.
I don't either.
Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you on Friday. The answer is Kaley Cuoco. Mike Evans, Sam!
Why does he do that when he knows? Dan, you don't watch it, do you?
No.
I don't watch it. PN, you watch it?
I do.
Okay, one of the three of us, and he's asking questions all week about people the two of us don't even know.
I know.
Well, and even watching the show wouldn't help you answer those questions.
Well, you could sort of go, well, that person seems more like that if you knew a little bit about him. We don't, Dan and I don't know anything about this. That was Mike Evans, who took the criticism well and admitted he was wrong about Gloria.
Boy, he did.
He did. I was really disappointed in him. I wanted him to blow
you
up.
You wanted him to blow up a little
I
want
the old Mike Evans back and lost his temper. Mike Evans brought to you, of course, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. First Community Credit Union has been with us 8 or 9 years, I think. And as I mentioned earlier, since we're headed for Thanksgiving, boy, we're so thankful for them. And it was one of those accidental things that turned out to be a good thing. And they're still making the offer because they haven't told me to stop making it. So here it is, $100 to you if you move your car payment from somewhere else to First Community Credit Union. That's a very easy thing to do and something they're asking you to do that you should want to do anyway. Because their rates, they're famous for their rates. And many people, when they make that move, they're pleasantly surprised to find out that in addition to the $100, they get a lower car payment. That happens regularly because it's possible that maybe they're offering a lower rate than you're paying. So there it is, still on the table. 42 locations, number one largest credit union in the St. Louis area, the freshest, best popcorn you'll ever taste. It's there for you all the time, all year long. Go in and have some. It's for members, but if you tell them your AM and the PM, say, Frank said it's okay, I can have this popcorn, knock yourself out. First Community Credit Union, thank you for your business. Thanks to all of you, and I know there are, actually, this is not exaggerating, thousands of you who have become members of First Community Credit Union. Thank you for that. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Happy Thanksgiving, Tim.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thanks. Hey, this traffic report's brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. Well, we only have two incidents going on, and one they've just cleared, and that's that accident on eastbound 70 at Wentzville Parkway. Now, you still have stop-and-go traffic from about Wright City to the way station near Forestell, and then things just start to spread out, making your way towards Highway 40. And then they're working with an accident downtown on northbound 55. It is on the right shoulder, but people seeing the flashing lights. That right lane is slowing from back at Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Verizon. Get through your travels home today. Get free movies, music, and more. Happy Thanksgiving from Verizon. Get it all now at v-z-w.com/Thanksgiving. Data usage does apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Locally owned and operated and proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive at Firestone.com for details.
This Saturday, our Missouri Tigers take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Sponsored by the Carpenters District Council of Greater St. Louis. Online at carpdc.org. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I still think of it. You're shopping, you come out of the store, and you get in your car, start it up, and you notice on the other side of the windshield, is that a $100 bill? Wow, your lucky day. Maybe not.
A St. Louis man disappears without a trace. His family and friends are looking for answers.
This time of year, charities are seeing a rise in donations, but some may not have been intentional.
But all new at 6, it's the $100 bill scam.
A Jefferson County woman's Facebook post is setting off alarm bells in the minds of shoppers just days before Black Friday. Andy Banker is here with a story you'll see only on Fox. Andy.
Yeah, guys, there's fear. The lure of a $100 bill.